This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for us to overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen, who comes to us from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is in from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is on hand in the control room at Radio America in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories, the people, as we end the week and look forward to next week. I always think, all right, this is a list of blunders and wayward thinking, and maybe next week it'll be better. But I'm not sure this week is the week to look forward to something being better. It looks like a pretty nasty list, actually, frankly. Number 10 on the list, what's going on in sports talk radio, the NCAA, March Madness, that sort of thing. The baseball team shaping up and what's going on there. The weather is number 9. The weather in Denver, across the plains of Colorado, all the way into Chicago. What a horrible week of weather. A lot of people talking about that.
What it is. It was a bomb cyclone.
That's what some people. I don't know what that means.
It sounds so great.
Right. Yeah, right. It's just like polar vortex. What is a bunch of words. It's cold and it's winter. It's windy.
It was a confluence of different weather systems that all hit at the same time. It was highly unusual.
It's called the perfect storm. That's exactly what it was. Okay, number 8, the chaos surrounding Brexit. And I don't think anybody knows what's going on anymore with that, except that the average Brit wants to stay in the European Union now as they've thought this through. So what do they do to fix that?
I heard it described as England's Hotel California. You can check it out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
That
was pretty apropos.
Number 7, the Clinton emails, are we still on to this? Go away with that. Good God.
It doesn't matter because she's not the president, so no one really cares. Yeah. If she was the president, why, this would be the big investigation.
Well, and we get nowhere with it any more than we have with the Trump-Russia investigation.
Yeah.
Number 1 this week on the countdown, by the way, is the sentencing of Manafort and where that goes and what. It's just all such nonsense. And we get ourselves all worked up. Meanwhile, the real discussion for me this week is the budget proposal that would go into effect in October, because that's the calendar year. And what bothers me, I think we have to start being responsible as to where we spend money. But I get down into the trenches and look at, as you know, I have a farm background. I am a farmer. And I look at the number. I look at how the government has now managed to suck all of the farmers in like they do most other individual groups, so that they're dependent on government programs instead of having farmers make money based on what the real value of their produce is. The government comes in with trade deals, and so because of the trade deals they have to increase whatever the subsidies are for various produce. So the agriculture department's budget cut by 15%. Do you know how that's going to screw over, unless they change their thinking? And I don't see Trump changing his thinking on this, because he doesn't know anything about a farm. He eats hamburgers all day long. What the hell does he know about good fresh food? He doesn't know anything about it. And so as a result of that, he had the farm vote in 2016. He will not have the farm vote in 2020, depending on whether Joe Biden runs with whomever. Yes, Regine.
Wouldn't you want the government out of the farming business?
Yeah. I do.
So if they cut
but
the budget by 15%.
But now after you sucked them all in and made them dependent and give $634 million to farms and farmers who have made hundreds of millions of dollars in profit, they distribute the money to the people who provide them with campaign resources, and the average lowly family farmer gets squat. And
Level the playing field a little bit more, though, if they stop giving the big factory farms.
No, because it's too far.
Farms.
We've gone too far. The American farm and the institution of growing our own food is basically disrupted beyond repair. Just drive around New York State and look at all the fields that aren't being used for anything. It's just grown over. And you can see that in other big ag communities and other big ag states as well.
I want the government out of every business.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I would think you'd be jumping up and down with joy.
I would if it had been done fairly and it wasn't so skewed to this point so that the big guys had all the power. If everybody drops out, the little guy just goes away. But they're not getting anything anyway. So I think that's an interesting point. The other point here that I'm making is that Trump is not likely to get the farm vote in the next go-round. And I think that there are other groups that are not so excited anymore that were on his bandwagon early on. I think Trump, frankly, has a tough row to hoe. If the Democrats, unless they're so disorganized that they don't come up with anybody, but it looks like Biden, you're from Delaware, Rick.
Everyone here loves Joe. As a matter of fact, you're going to have a lot of Republicans voting for Joe because it's Joe. Joe can say anything that's creepy, wrong, or disturbing, and people say, nah, that's Joe. The thing that gets me about that is this. I thought the Democrats didn't want an old white guy for president.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think they've got enough together with everybody else to get a consensus. Who else are they going to... Where else is there consensus in that bunch of 49 or however many people are running?
Joe Biden is the only guy that stands a chance.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Democrats won't put him up front because Rick is right. They don't want an old white guy. So they'll put somebody else up front, and they'll lose. They'll get their tail.
But he could get numbers. I mean, seriously, all around the country, he could pull in the numbers and the money.
Numbers. Yes, he could.
Yep. Especially given the fact that the people in the middle of the road are tired of Trump, people that voted for him because they want to give him a chance. And it isn't so much what he's done.
I'm not tired of Trump.
I'm not tired of Trump. I'm tired of the wake that surrounds him. I don't find it amusing. I don't find it productive. I don't find it to be. It's way too negative.
People pointing judges. Keep gunning.
Keep doing that stuff. Yeah.
Keep gutting all of the infrastructure of government. I'll put up with it for a while longer if I have to.
Well, if I may, that's the Democratic argument for Beto O'Rourke. They love the idea that he came out and said, we need to stock the courts with Democrats.
He's not presidential material. He might make a good vice president for Biden. I think there's a lot of talk about that. Victoria, have you heard that in Washington this week? What's the consensus of any conversation you've heard in Washington this week about this?
Well, the only thing that I think some people are saying that would be problematic with that would be that they really don't want two white men on the ticket.
Yeah, that's the thing. So. You can't do that nowadays.
No, you can't if there's nobody else around that's saying, I don't care if Vader O'Rourke is on.
Well, there are other people around.
I would be upset if the likes of Kamala Harris, who's a West Coast nutcake, if she were to be on the ticket, it wouldn't be very appealing to me. But I don't find... That's the problem. There are no really consensus-appealing candidates. Where are they all? They don't want to run because either they don't want to put up with the nonsense that you have to put up. Good people stopped running for president a long time ago. And so, Bloomberg doesn't want to run. He doesn't want to get that exposure to all that huzzerai. And so,
well, Doug, question. There are people on both sides who said they like this guy, Buttigieg, and his name looks like Buttigieg, but
is South Bend mayor? Is he the
he's very interesting to people.
I've heard that.
Victoria, good question for you. What is up with the Democrats putting up candidates who could not win a Senate race thinking they can become president?
How do I know? I'm not
Beto O'Rourke you're talking about?
Beto and what's her face from Georgia? Who's the woman?
She's not going to run. I think she's going to get into this to a Senate race. I don't know. I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know what's up with it. But with Beto, you know, this was my understanding is this was his own decision. He has a knack for raising money. You know, from small donors, he is very bubbly, charismatic, and, you know, he's... Look, I don't get this. This is one of these things where it's like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to run for president. It's like everybody thinks they got a shot, and they're going to be knocked off. They're going to be knocked off like fish in a barrel. So, and the debates start in June. So I think we should just start booking vacations now.
You and I are going to Ireland. We'll take an early trip. All right, so that's number four, an overview of the 2020 Democratic hopefuls, et cetera, et cetera. 16 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Here is some straight health talk. Omega-3s. Pretty much everybody who knows anything about their bodies knows you need to have omega-3s.
Yep.
And then, now, the new kid on the block, Richie, krill oil, which also comes from fish from a different part of the world. So people say, do I need fish oil or do I need krill oil? And the answer is you need them both. And the solution to the problem is a product from Purity Products called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Now, I'm taking it every day. My dog Daisy gets one of these every day. It combines ultra-pure fish oil, which is great for your heart, circulation, your brain, and krill oil, which is great for your joints, for your movement. One little pill, very powerful, promoting all kinds of great things like healthy cardiovascular systems. If that's not enough, they'll give this first bottle to you free. So let's get on it. Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. You can't find that out until you try it, and so here the folks at Purity want you to get a free bottle and put it to the test. Not fish oil, not krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. You just pay $4.95 shipping and handling. Put it to the test. Call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. Use the code DJV, get your free bottle. It's perfect for all the things that may, even not now, ail you, but will sooner or later. 800-355-1493.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Great programmers love this program because it sort of tips the scale when it comes to conversation about what the issues are on the formatted news talk stations. Victoria Jones is here, who's had lots of experience with those formatted news talk stations. She runs the DC radio company now. Rick Jensen is on one of those formatted, aforementioned news talk radio stations, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden has his hands full by working with a group of specialists. I guess that's a good way of putting it, Richie. Specializing
sure.
in news talk conversation, yes. Sort of the new age of talk comes out of Radio America. Mm-hmm. And here I am, having done it for eons. So I guess we all have we got something going on. And I sort of start every week. I want to go through these in order and then pick some of them up. By the time I get like through the first two or three, we've already gotten sidetracked. I'm going back to the list, though, however, because number six deserves actually to be in a more prominent place for several different reasons, in my opinion. The attacks on the mosques in New Zealand that happened late in the week, and the numbers of people, dozens dying, the anger, and I've said this, I'll set the tone perhaps by saying I don't understand people, and I don't understand, I believe in a supreme being, in God. I do understand what we're told is free will. People have the ways we are supposed to learn as part of being a human being, to learn how to deal with the realities of life. What it does for you in the next life or whatever, I don't know, gets too complicated. I just know I don't understand how the creation by man of religion has gotten to the point where it is the cause of most of the unrest in the world. And it's either that or oil. Those are the two things that cause upset and dis-ease. And so here we go. And in New Zealand, that's the last place on the planet you'd expect something like this to happen.
That's the last place they expected to see this too.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you something on that. Your comment about religion. You know my philosophy that the world pays attention to the 1% of crazy people.
Yeah.
And it
mm-hmm.
makes the world seem like it's 99% crazy. And I would assert the same thing with religion, that I don't know, let's say 90% of religion does good.
More than that.
9% of religion is a little, and then 1% of religion is this guy.
Okay. So here's how you read into that. This is my answer.
So much attention that it just makes it seem like it's so much worse than it really is.
It's because the leadership of these organizations is weak, shallow, and
of most of them, yes, I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah. What organizations?
The religious organizations.
About the religious organizations. This is about the white supremacy organizations that are behind this.
It's about,
religious
whatever the group is.
Christians versus Muslims.
Right. It's the Christians thinking that the white supremacists are all Christians.
Right.
And so they don't like anybody who doesn't believe what they like. So it does become a religious thing.
Having spoken with imams and clerics, they say, you know, Islam is not evil inherently, but there are those people who will take that and do exactly what Victoria says. As white supremacists, they're not Christians. You go out and you murder somebody like that, you're not a Christian.
They claim Christians.
And they're,
Queen Isabella of Spain claimed to be a Christian. She was a Catholic, and yet she sent people all over the world to slaughter those who wouldn't become Catholics. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. And that happened 700 years ago. So it's the same old crap. And it's time for us to take a moment to ponder the same old crap. Maybe we'll come up with some new crap in the next half hour of Talk Radio Review. 29, Pat.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
During a signing ceremony, President Donald Trump was asked if he sees any connection between a growing tide of white nationalism and the New Zealand mosque attacks that left 49 people dead.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems. I guess if you look at what happened in New Zealand, perhaps that's the case. I don't know enough about it yet. They're just learning about the person and the people involved. But it's certainly a terrible thing.
The question came after Mr. Trump issued his first veto to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding. Trump called the resolution reckless and said he was proud to veto it. Heavy flooding continues in Nebraska, where it and other states in the Midwest gear up for days and even weeks of waterlogged misery. A number of communities have been evacuated in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa due to flooding from rivers following heavy snow and lots of ice jams. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here, heading a group of anything but sheep on the Talk Radio. These are strong talkers. Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Mitch McFadden. From Radio America. I have a project going on. I have four different projects, but I always have that many things going on in my life. One of them is to clean out old, I'm getting rid of old stuff. And so as I've gone through the attic and cleaned out a lot of things that were
childhood
and some things, I threw out a big stash of old clothing that smelled so bad, Rich.
Are you Marie Kondoing?
Am I what?
He wouldn't
Marie
know what that
Kondoing?
Was. Yeah, he has no clue. You have to explain that to him. But anyway, number eight on the list, Doug. Number five.
So, we did that. I want to go to the focus on this college admission scandal. This is
huge.
Number two on the story list this week. And the reason that I am looking at my college, a lot of things that I did in college and how I got into college and stuff, as I was going through a lot of these notes and thinking, I actually came across something on Facebook that I wanted to share with everybody. This is from a woman that I know who lives in the community where I am. She writes, "Folks, these are not victimless crimes," referring to the entrance cheating scandal. "The children already had the privilege of advantage and the most prosperous networks in the world. They stole your child's chance to make similar networks. Your child worked themselves into the ground to earn that opportunity. I expect to see more of this leaking out as the weeks go by. It is shameless." And then, you know, all of these posts have pictures.
There are already lawsuits of people who were denied entrance into these colleges.
Yeah.
One of them is for, are you ready for this? $500 billion dollars this guy, this father is suing one of the colleges.
He's probably a lawyer.
Excellent. I love it. Well, you know, what is so fascinating here? One of the first things I thought about was, Who were the children who didn't get in because of this disgusting behavior? And some of them, of course, we'll never know. And, you know, there's another piece here, too, which is the affluent, the rich, and the privileged have another advantage, because there are so many advantages in gaining admission to private colleges and universities. They've got the capacity. They can pay 4 years of tuition, room and board, which can be like, what, $300,000, without right. financial aid anyway.
Right.
Think about
yeah,
that.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And there are a lot of good colleges. You know, this is also the problem with prestige. And thinking it's well, I want to be like they are instead of I want to be like I am. What is that? There's a great line from that movie, the family fighting that The Rock is in, the story about the woman wrestler. And they both ask, they're in awe of The Rock, and they're in an auditorium, and they are asking for his advice on how to become famous. And then, you know, they said they wanted to be like so-and-so. And The Rock looks at them and says, you have to be the best you. Not like somebody else, but you need to be the best you that you can be. And that doesn't include doing these kinds of things. There are 100,000 good colleges in this country. And they would be happy to have students who come from any background. The number of people going from, for example, my alma mater, which is Heidelberg College in northwestern Ohio, the enrollment stayed about the same over the years, 1,200, 1,300, for the most part. We could, when I was on the board, we wanted to get up to 1,600, but couldn't because we weren't able to attract some of the people that, you know, were going to the larger universities on free rides. And you learn out, you know, out of these stories, who's getting a free ride and why are they getting a free ride? And the story, by the way, is a lot deeper than you think it is. I don't know what the right word for it is.
Here's the dilemma, though. And hopefully.
The dilemma's good.
It's college debt. This is something that is an epic problem.
Yep. Real problem.
And it all started when the United States government under Bill Clinton, probably unknowingly what would hit the effect of his laws would be, decided to guarantee everybody's loans for however much college they want to take. And so the colleges were like, yippee, let's start cranking up these bills. Because we know it's guaranteed, and here we are today, where people are walking away with $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, even more in debt. I just had a friend who was over 50 years old post on Facebook that she finally paid off her college loans.
Not off, terrible.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
How are we
trillions
saddling
of dollars in
kids?
Debt.
Right, with trillions of dollars in debt. We need to fix this. Now.
Is it Bernie Sanders? Free college for all. Is that the answer?
No, that's not going to fix it.
No,
they're still going to charge us trillions of dollars of debt.
Right. When the government guarantees the money, you can have the guarantee that they're going to raise the tuition, they're going to build more buildings, things like that. Getting back to what I want to get back to what Victoria said about who gets hurt. The tip of the iceberg here is 8 universities, 11 college employees, 45 students, and nearly a little over $6 million paid directly or indirectly to these college employees. And I was looking at some of the numbers because I was wondering, well, who's getting screwed? Who's getting cheated out of this college education? At USC, they actively recruit low-income minorities, so they have nearly 24% of their undergraduates eligible for Pell Grants, and they are low-income minorities, 24%. Columbia and Emory universities at 21%. So the question is, if they're making sure that they're getting a good percentage of people who are low-income minorities, and you've got these wealthy people who are saying, hey, here's $15,000, here's $500,000, get my rich kid in. The question really is, and Victoria, I think it's a great question, who are the kids then that are getting denied acceptance to these colleges?
You know,
well,
what?
I think
my kid.
Well, I think you'll find that hard.
They could go to other schools, but just the question of finding the other schools There are plenty of educational opportunities, but they aren't on the front burner. They're not on the front page.
It's those middle-class kids who aren't rich and aren't poor that have a hard time getting in, you know, and even with good grades. Because, I mean, George Mason, right down the road from me, great school, want my son to go to it. And I have some friends that go, and they're like, it's not as easy as you think.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing what you have to do to hop in through their hoops.
You know, two quick things. One is the investigation is ongoing. They're expecting further arrests. And another thing is that just in the last couple of weeks, an African-American student who got a perfect score on, I believe it was a woman or a girl, on her SAT. I don't know what that score is because I didn't take one. wasn't educated here. She got a perfect score. She was questioned about it. She wasn't believed because getting a perfect score while black. And I thought to myself, oh, this is interesting. Perfect score while black. I guess that's like gardening while black. And yet these kids getting into college, the disparities are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really does speak to something that's yet another problem that we can't seem to find a solution for. The educational system in our country is really in trouble, badly, whether it's undergraduate, whether it's graduate, postgraduate. There are great institutions, there are great learning circumstances, but so much of what we are paying for as taxpayers is like water going down the toilet. It just goes, the money is going nowhere. When you see a $93 million high school opening in Los Angeles, and 50% of the students do not graduate, there's something about this whole scenario that if anybody's thinking about anything but themselves, it bespeaks to the way, I was talking earlier about the farmers and what's going on with them, but just everything is wrinkled. And now, is it gone too far? We all look for saviors. Look at yourself. Fix your own problems. Look in the mirror. You've caused, whoever you're seeing in the mirror causes most of your problems, and whoever you're seeing in the mirror can fix most of your problems.
But perhaps don't count on the system to fix your problems.
No! The system is rigged, so it doesn't fix the problem. It just keeps going on and on and on. All right, in a moment, we're going to talk about the number. Go ahead, Victoria.
And why don't we put money and thought into the apprentice system for training, they do in Europe?
Yep. Yeah, micro would be good.
Micro
trade schools.
Yep.
The people that are plumbers and we say this a lot because it's true. Lots of opportunity. All right, number six is Tucker Carlson. We'll talk about him, the useless piece of you-know-what that he is, in a matter of moments. What? Right now I want to talk to you about something that's really swell. New sheets from MyPillow made from Giza cotton. I'm not saying geezer, Richie. I said Giza, G-I-Z-A.
Yeah, that's my old sheets.
Get rid of your old sheets and replace them with MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. Full night's rest now. They've got you covered. New pillows, new mattresses, new mattress covers, these new sheets. Wow, are they fabuloso. I got a set. Put them on the bed. Nighty night time. Cotton. Super smooth, super breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like the MyPillows you love so much, Giza sheets made right here in America with washable and dryable circumstances. They aren't going to, in other words, they're not going to melt and they're not going to shrink. So go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. These are brand new on the market. The fact they're giving 30% off to DJV listeners, that's really cool. Free shipping and 30% off the new Giza sheets. They feel like, there's nothing better than getting new sheets every night if you can do it.
Nah,
good for you.
Yeah.
But this is the next best thing. Use the promo code DJV to get the deal. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the story's top 10 items on the list so that you at least have the list in mind as we meander through discussions of some of them. Not all of them get equal shrift, shall we say. Number 10, sports talk radio, all the things going on, March Madness, baseball players getting ready to play for the official season beginning. The weather in the Midwest, number 9. Brexit chaos, number 8. The mosque attacks in New Zealand, number 7. Tucker Carlson and his foolishness at 6. The Boeing 737 MAX groundings, 5. Democratic hopefuls running. Who's declared for what? Number 4. The border wall project and the emergency vote is number 3. Number 2, the college entrance exam cheating scandal. Everything seems to be screwed up there. And the Manafort sentencing investigation outcomes, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Survey, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to subsidize 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. On the people side of things, the announcement here of the top 10 on the list. Odell Beckham Jr. is at number 10. Theresa May, Prime Minister of England, is number 9. Hillary Clinton is number 8. Tucker Carlson is 7. Beto O'Rourke is 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. Felicity Huffman is tied with Lori Loughlin in the number 3 position for fairly obvious reasons. Paul Manafort, because he was sentenced, is number 2, and Donald Trump, because he hasn't been sentenced yet, although the investigation, even though coming to a head, seems to still be going on. So those are the people that have been most talked about this week, quoting the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists and a lot of info about your favorite talk hosts at talkers.com. All right, so let's get to number 6 before we run out of time here. Tucker Carlson. I'm not even going to talk. I have no objectivity when it comes to him, because I think
you don't. Yeah, you pretty much just don't like him.
No, I think he's a worthless piece of crap. So anybody else got anything? You like some of the stuff he does on podcasts?
Yeah, I mean, I see his takes on different topics on YouTube, and I think he's got well thought out takes. They're very scripted, very written for him.
I don't think he writes them. I don't think he thinks them.
Don't
I think
care.
Somebody else uses
it's
them.
Good information, and I like it, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like you to consider this. This is really troubling. Yes, I've seen the things he said.
Are you speaking to me now, or who are you speaking to?
Yes,
who
sir.
Do you want to
yes,
consider
sir.
This? Me. Okay.
Oh, are you? You're kidding? You are. You know, you're king daddy of the radio shows here, man.
Right,
let me
right.
tell you, always. So, but and what he said, you don't go on a Bubba the Love Sponge if you want to be a serious commentator. You just don't do it. And I watched him a little bit. I look at David Brooks at Media Matters, what they do. I see Samantha Bee. Their whole game is to destroy other people with whom they disagree. And I find that more than offensive. I find it really disgusting that if you disagree with somebody politically, you're not going to try to put together a cogent argument. No, 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 no. David Brooks is going to take his $14 million organization with hundreds of employees and thousands of volunteers around the country to destroy someone personally. Samantha Bee does it on her little cable show. And right. Tucker Carlson done the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Thank you.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now, 53 after the hour. Up to us at this moment in time, Victoria Keelan, to go through the top five technology stories from the point of view of an influencer like you, because you are an influencer.
I think Lori Loughlin's daughter has ruined that title of influencer. I don't know what to call that.
We'll use another term then.
Yeah.
All right, so we go from number five to number one. First item here is number five, and it has a focus on PayPal. Those of you who have PayPal accounts, listen up.
Yep, no one likes waiting to get their money, especially when you're stuck waiting for PayPal to process it. So, PayPal is addressing that issue with a new option that lets users instantly transfer funds into their bank account for a small fee. So, this is just like Venmo. Venmo is owned by PayPal. So, this is great news, though, if you sell something on eBay, PayPal is still the default payment mechanism. And so, if you make a lot of money on PayPal and or on eBay and you want your money right away, you can do that now. It goes right automatically into your bank account or onto your debit card, and they will take 1% of the total transaction. It maxes out at $10, so it's not terrible if you're transferring a large amount of money for only $10. It's not terrible, but
okay.
You can also still wait a few days if you don't want to pay the fee.
So here's what I want you to know about that. This is why I don't use PayPal, because they're using your money. The reason you don't get it for 3 days is because they use your money to make money. That's how they make money. And so charging you 10%, if you looked at what they make, they invest your funds overnight in the Japanese market. And what comes back on average for the average transaction is somewhere between $12 and $14. So every time money is moved, no matter what its size, big or small, the average amount of of return they get for doing that is $14. So they're going to charge you $10 to send it to you right away. This is where they make the money and why PayPal stock is as valuable as it is. Just FYI. Number four, DirecTV raising prices. Oh, isn't that sweet, Victoria?
Yes. DirecTV is, of course, owned by AT&T, which is now part of the conglomerate called Warner Media. And so as Warner Media is kind of ramping up to become one massive company, DirecTV Now, which is the app, the freestanding app that you can subscribe to monthly, you don't need to have actual DirecTV. You can just use the DirecTV Now app. That's going to get a price hike of $10 per month. Now, in exchange for the $10 per month hike in the price, you will receive an HBO subscription in return. So you can weigh the options. If you like DirecTV Now, you can stick with your package. It's about 40 channels, including HBO, for $50 a month. The second package is the DirecTV Now Max. That has more than 50 channels, also including HBO, and that's $70 a month. And so this is, once again, it's more, they're in trying to compete with Amazon and Netflix and Hulu and all of that. But I don't know that raising the prices by $10 a month, that's quite a hike. I don't know that is going to be the best way to do it. But the new changes will take effect on April 12th.
Number three, Vizio, the TV manufacturer, is going to get into your shorts a little bit here, it looks like.
This is not great news for fans of Vizio televisions. They are the second largest TV manufacturer in the U.S., and they're developing a new industry standard that will allow smart TVs to serve targeted ads. Right now, the only place in our technological universe where we're not inundated with targeted ads are smart TVs. And so Vizio wants to change that, and they want to make a lot of money off of targeting, and basically what that's going to do, anything that you watch on TV, they're going to correlate that with certain ads. It's just like when you're on Facebook and if you search for something on Instagram and then all you see are ads for that product, it's going to be the same thing on TVs. For me personally, I would never buy a Vizio TV because I don't want that. So we'll see where this goes, but they're hoping to have these rolled out by the end of 2020.
Cheap crap TVs. All right, here's some people living in Michigan. This is some bad news. If you haven't heard this yet, listen up to this.
If you live in Michigan and if you have used Wolverine Solutions Group, it's a Detroit-based healthcare company, and they manage a lot of hospital records. 600,000 people in Michigan have had their data compromised, and this is bad news. It's names, addresses, social security numbers, and medical records. And so WSG is rolling out a website to help you put out a fraud alert on your credit file and possibly freeze your credit as well. So if you might be affected, go and check on that website for sure.
Number one, a recall. This is battery recall. Wow.
Yep, more battery recalls, this time from HP. And these laptops, all the HP laptops, it includes 28,000 laptop battery units on top of 50,000 that were initially recalled last year. Go to HP.com and find out if your model is affected.
Check it out. That's the overall list of things. Hopefully we've tweaked at least one thing that's important to you here as we end this hour, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.